Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Capel reminds you, the zoo is full of animals again.
I love our crowd. I heard him doing the Florida State war chant. I love it. I love those. I love the energy that's in the building. That's the way I remember this program. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to come here, because I knew what it has been. And so I know, therefore, what it can become again. And to feel that energy in the building, to see the people, you know, to see the students, to see the zoo, to see them excited again about men's basketball is a really, really cool thing. And our guys love it. Our guys love it, and they appreciate it, and they feed off of it.
Well, don't sell yourself short. They're excited about men's basketball again, largely because of you, Jeff Capel. 75-62, Pitt beats Florida State last night. 38-46 from the free throw line. They only shot 35% from the floor, Pitt did. I think that's a real striking number in this basketball game, because what it shows when you beat the number 11 team in the country is you really didn't have everything going your way. What you did last night, you went 16-46 from the floor, but you still found a way to beat a really good team by 13 points. You know how you did that? You had to rebound the basketball, which you did. You grabbed 38 rebounds. You had to make free throws, which you did. You shot 82-83% from the free throw line, and you had to defend the hell out of the ball and deny their bigger team, which you did. When you don't shoot the basketball well, under former regimes, Kevin Stallings, you would just go in the tank. This Pitt team is finding a way, and they are so much mentally tougher, Chris, than that team of the past. It is glaring when you watch them on television.
They do exactly what their coach tells them to do.
Yes.
At least they did last night, right? Drive, draw contact, get to the line, make your free throws. And after how terribly they shot, was it the Louisville game where they were sub 50% from the line? They made. Did they even miss a free? I don't think they missed a free throw in the first half. They were near perfect from the line, and that's how they won last night.
No starter shot 50% last night. Not one person shot 50% from the floor. It was just not good enough if you look at that stat. But What they did everywhere else, for me, blows me away. You can control your effort all the time. You hear coaches say that. That was the epitome of that game last night, controlling your effort. They simply were not going to be intimidated by Florida State. They controlled their effort, and Jeff, they gave a better effort than Florida State, and they end up winning by 13.
Yeah, not just being fearless and heading to the glass or heading to the hoop and going up against a 7'4" guy and some of the size with Florida State, but defensively, the way they – I love their little passive half-court trap that just messed up Florida State as they went over the line, and their help defense was outstanding last night.
And it's not every day you get a freshman who should be a high school senior – who can drop 30 on you and may also be your best defender. But Trey McGowan's just, he continues to torment people.
And he goes 18-19 from the free throw line. Xavier Johnson goes a perfect 10-10 from the free throw line. Those guys add together for 48 points, 30 for McGowan's and 18 for Johnson. And you look at this situation, what happens too in watching this basketball game, and it is, again, glaring is the word I'll use, how much more slashing this basketball team is, how unafraid it is to get to the bucket, especially when jump shots, there we go, good morning to you, when jump shots aren't falling, they get to the basket, but how much more physically stronger they are. They're just a stronger basketball team.
And they have to. They're not a good shooting team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have to drive and create, because if they sit back and try to hit threes like they did against North Carolina, they'll get clobbered.
Well, and I don't want to oversimplify, but it's almost like if you have a coach come in, and granted, this is a completely different team talent-wise than it was the last 2 years, but it's almost like if you have a coach come in and say, hey, guys, do this and we'll win, and then back that up in a positive manner, it's completely different than a coach who will go into a post-game press conference and rip a team to shreds for maybe not playing well. I mean, Jeff Capel, after that game against Louisville, could have done the easy thing and said, yeah, we won, we feel good about it, but we missed all those free throws. Instead, he came in and he spoke positively. These kids are playing with confidence, is what it amounts to. A kid who's just constantly getting run down and is unsure of his abilities because the coach walks in every day and questions what everybody's doing is not going to be the same kid who says, okay, well, I'm going to continue to drive to the hoop even though I'm only 5 for 12 tonight.
And see, that's key to being a good recruiter. When you're going out and recruiting kids, it's not just the numbers. It's not just the height and weight. It's finding out more about these kids and where their heart is. Are they fearless? Are they going to fight for me? Are they going to play hard for me? And that's what he found in these – and those three freshmen, I mean, they'll go to the wall for the Jeff Capel in this program, which is exactly what they need at this point in their development.
Absolutely. 412-928-9370. Does it compel you to go? Does it compel you to watch? Is Pitt basketball back in some regards? I don't think it's premature to have those conversations at all. Just a couple wins into the ACC season. We talk about that coming up next. Good morning. I say it like that. When they would do weather. Kathy Bergeron, she'd say it like that. You know, does she still do the weather on the AM?
I think so, yeah.
Does it say it just like that? Jim and I would always say, good morning.
That still happens.
Good morning.
That was also very Starkey-ish.
She talks to Larry all the time. They'll go out to Larry, or Larry and Schummer on the AM. We'll throw it to Kathy Bergeron, especially when she's been on vacation for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll kind of banter back and forth. Good morning. Where you been, Kathy? Oh, I went to Dallas to see my family or whatever. And she always starts it off. Good morning. That's her salutation.
It's so Starkey-ish. Uh-huh. I can't get over it.
Follow us on Twitter for all the fun at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge. Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. More on the Zoo.
Our crowd was incredible and so grateful for them, for the energy that they gave us, how loud they got, how they cheered. They helped us. They are part of our team. I've said that from the beginning. And I love the connection that we're starting to develop together, our team. And the crowd's a big part of that.
You know when people say, oh, you bandwagoners. Oh, well, okay. You know what fan bases are bandwagons? Every single one in the world, for the most part. When teams win, more people come out. When teams lose, people get miserable and they don't want to go.
Pretty simple formula.
Yep, that's the way it works. Oh, bandwagon fans, hop off the bandwagon. Don't break your ankle jumping off the bandwagon, on the bandwagon. That's how it works in all of sports, whether it's European soccer, whether it's NFL football, whether it's baseball, hockey, college sports, whatever. That's generally how it works. There are very few fan bases that aren't bandwagon. Well, we're in now a state of ebb and flow with the Pitt basketball program. It is headed in the right direction. I wonder from a bandwagon sense or from people who were saying, I'm so mad at Kevin Stallings. I'm so mad at Scott Barnes, and they should have been. Lunk. Guy acted like a lunk. Should never have hired Kevin Stallings. I'm so mad at that regime that I'm not going back. Are they there now? Because I think you absolutely should be. I'm not in the business of selling tickets, nor do I care. I don't care. I don't tell fans what to do. If they should go, if they shouldn't go, that's your decision. You do what you want with your entertainment buck. And I'm not even talking about going even. Just maybe even watching on television. The excitement, the buzz, it doesn't feel like, believe me, it's not Julius Page, DeJuan Blair, it's not Brandon Knight, it's not anywhere near that level, but there is a certain palpable buzz like, this whole thing is headed in the right direction.
When Trey McGowan's drops that ridiculous and one where he threw the ball up high off the glass and it somehow fell in after hitting the rim, the place exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the Pete has sounded like that or felt like that in – I'll go back beyond Stallings, the last few years of the Jamie Dixon era too. There weren't many moments like that. And moments like that are what – look, the Zoo, they're going to show up and they're going to be loud. But to get to the level that where they're at, to get to the level where casual fans are like, hey, you know what? Pitt's at home this weekend. Let's go check out a game. Let's grab some tickets. Let's get on. Let's see what we
even
get.
I'm going to stop what I'm doing on Saturday when they're playing NC State this past Saturday and watch the game
intently.
People didn't watch with Kevin Stallings.
That's what's happening here. And that momentum is starting to pick up, and it's only going to continue to roll downhill, because regardless of whether they beat Syracuse on Saturday up there or beat Duke on Tuesday night, good things are happening, and you would expect that they're going to continue to happen. I mean, look, even look at the losses so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the NC State loss. You can look back and say, well, the team's doing the right things, and Jeff Capel's saying the right things, and it's hard not to feel that palpable energy, that palpable, I mentioned it before when we were talking about the players feeling it. The fans feel it, too, that palpable positivity as opposed to the palpable negativity that was here for a couple of
years. I'm done with these meteorologists, by the way. They keep predicting this. They've got about the accuracy of Filippone in through about week 7 through 14 this year in NFL football. It's bad.
Pony was on it last night.
He was. He made the call. He made the pit call over Florida State. Good for him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.